Hi, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of life. And we look at wisdom that's found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Qasim Ali Shah. He's a renowned motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. I hope you all had a great summer. I know myself, AZR Writer, and of course Qasim Ali Shah had a great one. We missed you all, and I thank you so much for the wonderful messages on Facebook. I do read them all, and I reply as soon as I can. I spent much of the past 3 months with my kids, going to a lot of parks, swimming pools, and watching some movies. War for the Planet of the Apes was the best of all. God, I love that whole series, actually. But now the kiddos are back in school and I'm getting back to work. And I hope you'll all keep joining us each week as we'll have new episodes that I'm hopeful you'll enjoy. Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about belief in ourselves, our self-esteem. And you know, this really is what is at the core of this podcast. Personal growth, self-help, motivation, inspiration can really only exist if we have the belief that we ourselves can bring about change in our lives. So we'll look at the ways in which we can increase our self-confidence in our lives, look at its relationship with our passions and with producing results. Today here in America, our president is Donald J. Trump. Once an unlikely candidate who had no political experience. Many people attribute his great success to one of his most notable characteristics, and that's his unrelenting self-esteem. You know, at 70 years old, he was running a billion-dollar international business and an exhausting presidential campaign at the same time. And it's his self-esteem, his self-confidence that played a pivotal role in his triumph. And even if we can't stand him, and I know many of us cannot stand him, if we can just take this one thing from Donald Trump, we can greatly improve our lives. Because the truth is that self-esteem produces results. Writer Chris Wendell from The Telegraph says, "In one way I admire Donald Trump, bear with me, I admire his brazen, give no hoots confidence. He's a man who could hold an apple up to the world and say, without a flicker of a doubt, claim that it was a rabbit before taking to Twitter to admonish the doubters. So many losers saying I wasn't holding a long-haired angora. Sad, fake news." But again, let's just see what this man, which I know many of us may not respect, can actually teach us. From an article by Laura Tong, she describes this tremendous Trump phenomenon. And I'll also add some great advice from Qasim Ali Shah along the way. So we're going to go ahead and dive into the five things that'll help us gain self-esteem. Okay, number one is starting with the foundation. And in this case, it's having faith in ourselves. This is the foundation for self-esteem. Trump says, and most successful people say, always start from the inside. Trump says, you don't start from the top, you start with the foundation. And you know, really when we think about it, all we have is ourselves. And I've personally realized that after living, I won't say how old I am, but after living a few decades on this earth, I know that we really can't rely on any other person in life. We have to learn to believe in ourselves to get the things that we want and need in life. We are all creations of God, and we all are created by Him for a reason. And this in itself should give us that boost to have faith in ourselves. By the way, with all this talk about delving inside of ourselves for self-esteem, I do want to add that many experts and Donald Trump himself says that our exterior is also very important. Trump says, "I always wear a suit. Looking one's best is good for confidence, and high self-esteem is important for effective performance." I just thought I would add that so we can keep that in mind. So that means we all got to try to get up, shower, look nice every day. Okay, number two, finding your passion. So many people take a lifetime to just find their foundation, to learn to have faith in themselves, that thing that they can build on. But there is a shortcut to this. and that is passion. Passion can be our pile driver to create that foundation. Donald Trump says, without passion, you don't have energy. And without energy, you have nothing. You see, passion fuels our energy. And then energy leads to self-confidence and self-esteem, which in turn will lead to results. Tong explains, when your passion is bigger than you, you become irrelevant. Your passion results in such energy that your low self-esteem is swept aside, allowing you to experience the confidence-building effect of success. But you know, a lot of us find it difficult to know, what is my passion? So these are three simple questions I'm going to tell you that will help us discover what our passion is. Number one, what is that thing that you can do without getting tired? It's that something you'll always find energy for. It's also the same thing you think about over and over again. For me personally, for many years now, I've wanted to do some kind of project in my homeland, which is Pakistan, because I've seen the effects of poverty, bad governance, in opportunity. And I always thought, you know what? I want to do something. And I've always just thought about it. And it's also the land where I was born, and I still have a lot of family there. So it's always there in the back of my mind. Okay, number two, what is that thing that people ask you about that makes you jittery or defensive? Things like, hey, why don't you start that cupcake business you always talk about? Or why don't you write that book you're always mentioning? Because when people ask us about these specific things, we have to give an excuse as to why we're not doing that thing that we actually love. Okay, and the third question that'll help us find our passion is, what are you doing in your dreams? So often, you know, we dream and we just shrug them off. Personally, I actually never dream, or I don't remember my dreams if I do dream. So I don't think this applies to me. But if you do dream, start taking notice of what it is that is actually happening, what you're doing in your dreams. I want to share an extraordinary story about one very lucky person who did have a dream, and he remembered it and he acted upon it. It's a story some of us may know already. I can say with confidence, though, that this dream not only changed this man's life, the one who dreamt it, but it changed our lives, my life, your life, and the lives of probably billions of people. His name is Larry Page. So once upon a time, before there was Google, I remember when I was in high school, searching for something on the internet was like nearly impossible. And back then, there was actually already plenty of useless stuff on the web, porno sites, all that junk, which made things very hard to find. And I still remember dialing up to get connected to the internet, then using Yahoo for searching for anything and everything. And Yahoo had this homepage that had like tons of links you could go through. And I usually ended up finding some strange sites or getting viruses on my computer, just trying to find whatever I was searching for. So it was not a pleasant experience. So in 1996, 23-year-old Larry Page was a computer science student at Stanford University. He was looking for a theme for his PhD dissertation, and he had no intention of creating a search engine. But one night, he literally woke up and just thought he could download the entire web. And lucky for us all, he didn't ignore this dream. He got up, he started doing the math to figure out how to pull this off, and he soon realized instead of downloading the entire web, which didn't seem possible, what he could do was save all the links on the web and use them to determine the relevance of any websites by calculating how many others linked to it. Anyway, Page had invented this astounding search ranking algorithm. He called it PageRank. And he and his friend, Sergey Brin, realized that the best use for this technology was to create a search engine. And in 1996, as PhD students, they co-founded a new website. They called it Backrub. This name was later changed to Google. Page is now 44 years old. He has been the CEO of Google on and off over the years. And today he's the chief executive officer of Google's parent company, Alphabet. And as of March of this year, Page is the 12th richest person in the world with an estimated net worth of $40.7 billion. So while not all of our dreams should be acted upon, we should be paying attention to what we're dreaming about. Okay, so those are three questions we can ask ourselves to help us find our passion. Okay, so the third thing we can do to help us attain self-confidence is gaining knowledge. And this is gaining knowledge about our particular fields of interest, about the world, whatever. Because when we start learning something, we'll start to feel confident about it. So being in the IT field, I have to constantly keep up with new technologies. And anytime I have to start using some new software or hardware to do my job, I'm always unsure, hesitant a bit, and it's not a fun time. But as soon as I start spending the time and energy to work on it, to spend the time to really learn it, well, voila, I feel confident about myself, I'm more sure about my work, and it's a great feeling. Okay, the fourth thing that we can do to help attain self-confidence and self-esteem is living an honest life. You know, anytime that we are honest in life, whether it be with our work, our relationships, ourselves, we'll be more sure of ourselves because when we live a truthful existence, we have nothing to hide. What you see is what you get. I personally know a lot of people who constantly are trying to be someone who they're not or who are always enhancing the truth. But they're usually very jittery when you're talking to them. They never seem to have full confidence in what they're saying or in who they are. So the truth not only sets us free, but it also helps us to gain self-esteem. Okay, number five, the fifth thing that we can do to help us gain self-confidence is knowing ourselves. And that's a topic we actually discussed in one of our previous episodes. Once we know who we are, people won't be able to tear us down. I'm actually going to talk about yet another Google icon here. His name is Chad Ming Tan. And he was one of Google's first engineers. He now works with the Google talent team, and he's also part of different projects focused on personal growth, inner peace, altruism, and world peace. And here Tan writes in an article in Huffington Post. He says, an easy way to get an injection of self-confidence is to attend a motivational speech where there's some guy speaking perfect English without any funny accent, and he shouts at you and tells you how great you are. You can succeed. You are great. You can do it. And everybody claps. And we all go home feeling great about ourselves for about 3 days, maybe. In my experience, however, the only highly sustainable source of self-confidence comes from deep self-knowledge and blatant self-honesty. And he continues and he says, in my engineer's mind, I think of it as understanding two important things about myself, my failure mode and my recovery mode. If I can understand a system so thoroughly, I know exactly how it fails, I will also know when it won't fail. I can then have strong confidence in the system despite knowing it's not perfect because I know precisely what situations I have to keep it away from. In addition, I also know exactly how the system recovers after failure, so I can be confident. Even in situations where it fails, because I know the conditions where the system can come back quickly enough that nothing major will be affected. Similarly, by understanding those things about my mind, my emotions, and my capabilities, I can gain confidence in myself despite my numerous failings and despite looking like me. He's actually a good-looking guy. So I think there, Tan gives us a great example of how knowing ourselves can increase our self-esteem. Robin Sharma is often quoted saying, self-knowledge is the stepping stop to self-mastery. Okay, the sixth and last factor we're going to talk about that can help us gain confidence and self-esteem is believing in God. I've included the sixth point because I think it's imperative for us to attain self-esteem. Because before we can believe in ourselves, we have to believe in our Creator. You know, there's a Bible verse I came across that sums up this point really beautifully. It says, grow in self-esteem rooted in being God's workmanship. And that's Ephesians 2:10. So just knowing we're God's handiwork, that He is there, that He exists, will give us some power and strength within us. And in the Quran, Islam's holy book, from chapter 2, verse 256, it says, there is no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out firm from falsehood. So whoever rejects evil and believes in God, he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. So here God is telling us to believe in Him and then have confidence because of it, because then He is with us. Someone once said, self-confidence has limited potential, but God-confidence has unlimited possibilities. Okay, so those were just a few things that we can all implement in our lives to increase our self-esteem and self-confidence. And with this will come great results in our life. And Donald Trump and Larry Page are excellent examples of this. And as we've discussed in previous episodes, our happiness and success is greatly dependent upon us producing these results, having progress in life. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. And of course, please feel free to share your comments and questions with us. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.